Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, where glory to God, where we have come to worship and magnify the Lord in prayer, in worship, and delivering the message of good news of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all that he do every day. We glorify his holy name. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in him. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Amen. Bless God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Oh, well, already we have our speaker on time, but the guest has not gotten here yet. So we're going to glorify the Lord and bless his holy name. Thank God again for the opportunity to come in his presence with thanksgiving and with the attitude of gratitude, giving him the glory that's rightly due him. Thank God for this blessed opportunity that we can come together on the prayer line, not only to pray and hear what the Lord has to say, but also when he brings the word, glory to God through his vessels. And thank God we have an anointed vessel tonight that, glory to God, have the liberty for just to let God's will be done in her as she expressed the love of God as bringing the word to his people. Praise the Lord. Amen. We bless him and thank God for him in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind. We couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. We didn't know who you were. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind. We couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind. We couldn't see. We didn't know who we were. Praise the Lord. Glory to God that our eyes have been enlightened, that our heart has been opened to receive none other than Jesus Christ, glory to God, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, to live a life that's glorified him. Help us, Lord, glory to God, to be always be the vessels that you're calling for in these last days, to get steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. And God, that we'll do what Paul said in, glory to God, 12 Romans, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but being transformed, because too many have taken on, glory to God, this world system that's in the body of Christ. We're believing for deliverance and awakening as we continue to study and right live out the word of truth, but we got to have time with him every day, falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the best thing to ever have. We got to get to that place so we can bless the Lord at all times and let our praises continue to be in our mouth. But we got to be to a place that more we get rooted and grounded in the Lord and standing on his word and being obedient to it, glory to God, and to be less that the enemy can do to try to manipulate us and cause us to be coerced, to get off course. But asking the Lord to help us and pray one for another, walk in the agape and walk in forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We bless God. Truly, he is worthy of every praise, all the glory, all the honor, in the name of Jesus. And as we come in to his presence tonight, bless the Lord, we're going to have a scripture that is so simple to heart. Praise the Lord. The beginning of our salvation, praise God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And have the faith to believe that, Romans 8:28, that he will work all things together for good for those that love him and call according to his purpose. That will be our scripture reading for tonight. We're going to go into a short prayer, and we're going to allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign. Everybody's not on yet, but we have several people on. We're going to let the Lord bless, because the woman of God, I know she's already on ready anytime she get in his presence, and even for the word that's already in her spirit, even for a daily basis. We know she has a word tonight. Pastor Prophet Mitchell out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, to bring to glory to God the table for us to feast off of. And we believe in whatever is needed, it will be in that word that be delivered tonight. So as God have faithful servants that will seek his face and bring filet mignon, not potato chips and hot dogs, we believe in God. Glory to God. This is going to be an hour in time. The feast is going on, and it's up to us as we come to the table to receive what God has for us. And even if it's something, glory to God, in love and correction and forgiveness or whatever it may be, we got to be willing and obedient vessels and do like the scripture says in Ezekiel, eat the whole roll. It's good for us. Sometimes we need cleansing, even in for the toxin on a daily basis to come out of our lives. And when we have to deal with the toxins in this world, that it will coerce us and corrupt us. So we got to stay on our toes. And that word, glory to God, now our time that we spend with him and the word that does come from our leaders when God puts them in position to speak to our hearts. So at this time, Father, we do honor you and bless you and thank you so much for what the Lord has done, what he's doing, what, glory to God, you have spoken in our hearts. Glory to God, we're believing for the power of God, hallelujah, to move in a miraculous way. So as we come in your presence, cleanse our heart, forgive us for every offense against your word, anything that might have been said or done that's not pleasing in your sight, that we have our ears open to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Praise God in Jesus' name. To meet every need in Jesus' name, we bless you and honor you. Bless your servant as you pray, glory to God, to bring the word of God to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We take authority over Satan and all his little cords, any interruption or anything that he's come, glory to God, to bring any interference on this line, on, glory to God, this instrument, glory to God, is being used to transmit, glory to God, this word. We bind him up and command him to be loosed. So not only that, anything he comes in our life against us with, we bind it up, and even especially as this word through this vessel that's come forth tonight, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for none other than our own blessed woman of God from Tulsa, Oklahoma, pastor, a prophet, hallelujah, and even walking in the office of God's blessing from Apostle Charlotte Mitchell. And we thank God that the service, church service that she has over, that God has her over as the shepherd, glory to God, is compassion carriers in the name of Jesus. And we bless the Lord for the anointing, for the gift, glory to God, and the blood washing, and glory to God. Some have already heard, and some that haven't heard already, glory to God, you're in for just a marvelous, wonderful being in God's presence through this vessel that God has blessed, not boasting and uplifting, glory to God, the flesh vessel, but the vessel that's carrying that anointing, that's yielding to the Spirit. Praise the Lord. That's the one that we're giving God glory and praise for that will come forth tonight to deliver. She is blood washed. Glory out of heart after God, love God's people, sacrifice, glory to God, even of herself, just to be in God's presence, to bring what is necessary, no matter how her body feels. She will bring the word. It's like the word says, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And thanking God, glory to God for her desire. If what's a desire to fulfill God's will and some word that's in her is so marvelous from the first time I met her. Glory to God. And I think it was 2015, might be in 16, but I think it's 2015. God bless my, as my hairdresser, but the divine connection from the time we met and up until now, keeping in touch. And I tell you, I thank God for the divine connection because that is, I have to say for myself, she walks in the power of the anointing through the word. And I'll tell you, and with humor too as well. But I thank God for that sweet spirit, for the boldness, that glory to God. They'll play with the things of God when it comes to the sincerity of God. I'm telling you, she's sincere about, you may know her by the spirit through the word that she's speaking is true, but also knowing in the spirit and even some the natural that I see with the, because some people can be so anointed with the gifts and the talents and God bless and they can speak and you'll be in their presence and they have a spirit of humility. It sounds like it through the word, but the character after they come down out of the spirit and then preach to you and use the gift and glory that God has given them, it's like, oh my God, they're untouchable. But thank God she's touchable. Without further ado, we want to open the lines and allow you to receive Pastor Mitchell, however the Lord bless. Glory to God for her as she come on. And this time receive none other than the prophet in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise God. Ooh, praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Woman of God, I thank God for you. While you were talking, I was just thinking about our connection, and I was like, every time I think about our connection, I just thank God for Trina. Her name was Trina. She was the one that connected us. And every time I think about our relationship and how much of a blessing you've been in my life, I pray extra prayers for, I pray always for you, but I pray extra prayers for Trina. I thank God. I thank you for Trina connecting this woman of God. And bringing us to, she was the one that divinely brought us together. And I just thank God, and I bless God for you. And ditto, is that about me? Ditto. I just thank God, I bless God for you. And for everyone on the line, thank you all for having me on this night. I wanted to start by sharing this with you. I believe that God is saying in this time, in this season, before I get into the word, I want to share a little testimony because I believe God is saying in this time and season, this is really a season for you to put yourself aside more than others. And when I say put yourself aside, I'm not meaning the basic things we know, like, okay, it's not us, it's God that lives in us. We know that. And we no longer live according to the flesh, and we no longer allow our emotions to rule and run our lives. We understand that. I'm talking about put you aside. I'm talking about even in a sense of when it comes to reaching souls, it don't matter about the way you usually do it and the way you use. You know, I've had the saints sometimes. It's been times when I call on them when we're in social media apps, and I'll call on some of the saints to come into a room. This is a social media app because I need the Christian Holy Ghost backup. And they'll respond to me, oh, no, I don't do that. I don't like those debate kind of rooms. And I don't like, and you got to get to this place where God is saying, get over what you used to like for the sake of the cause, the souls that are there. And God brought me back to a time. I remember when I spoke on the phone with a young man. He's a traveling nurse. And when he called me on the phone, he was so comfortable with me, he started using the bad words. And I was so, every time he would use the word, my body would just, whoa, like it just, whoa, like, because I hadn't heard nobody use those F-bombs, one behind the other. I was like, whoa, and everything in me. I was getting ready to tell him, look, first of all, if we're going to talk, you're not, I was getting ready to set him straight according to my standard. God told me, zip it. I had to sit on that phone, and I had to listen to that man use those F-bombs. And I listened to him. And, you know, although at that time it was new to me to sit, because everybody know not to use those F-bombs. Even if they use those F-words, they don't use them around me. But he was just comfortable. He was just going with it. But it was good for me. And the reason I said it was good for me, because it set me up for what I'm going to tell you about today. So what happened with that young man, when he used that, he was using that profanity on the phone, and I have a standard, and I normally don't listen to it or tolerate it. God told me, forget about my standard. It was about his standard. And so that's what I'm talking about. When you push yourself aside, what you normally would like and what you don't play and what you don't tolerate, and with some of those things we fixated it, we gotta give it up for the sake. Same young man, he would call and he would talk, and I would be that ear. He knew who I was. I began to tell him more, but he knew who I was about the Lord and this, that, and the other. And then what happened is, because he was a traveling nurse, when he'd be driving, and he done took on an 18-hour shift, 36-hour, I mean, just working, to be making so much money, and he just loved it, you know? And then he's driving, and he's trying to drive home. He would call me, and he said, look, I need you to pray for me. I said, He said, I need you to pray for me. He said, while I'm driving, I feel like I'm a drop. Every time I'm driving, I feel like a few feet ahead, like I'm going to fall off a cliff, because he was sleepy. And I would pray for him, and I would pray for him. And before you know it, more and more, he would talk, and he would tell me about his upbringing. He was brought up in a Pentecostal. See, he came from God, and he was acting like that. And I say all that to say this, that God used me to be patient with him. And I put aside what I normally would tolerate. And for the sake of the call, God used me in communication with him, brought him all the way back around. Now when I talk to him, all he's talking about is the Lord. But he started off with F-bombs. But had I not been patient, I'd say, look, let me tell you something, young man. You don't do this. That's disrespectful. And, yeah, you know, all of that stuff. That's what I'm saying. For the sake of the soul at this time, and, you know, and I don't know what yours is going to be, but that's my testimony. For the sake of the soul, God said, put it aside. God has placed me in places where I would be where we call, quote, unquote, ratchetness. Some ratchets going on, some ratchet conversation and ratchet people. And God want me right there in that room with him. See, because even Jesus did that. He went amongst the sinners. Now, I'm not saying if you just got over and out being an alcoholic 2-3 months ago, you go run around an alcoholic because you might get seduced right on back. You're going to be strong, and you got to go with a mission, and you got to go yield it to the Holy Ghost. Now, the testimony, bringing it up to speed. Oh, on the social media app, the same room, I tried to call in some of my backup. Ministers of the gospel. Oh, no, I don't like those. I was thinking, oh, my. And in this room, at this particular time, a Muslim was kind of spilling their stuff, and they were dominating. And I was trying to bring in backup forces for Christianity, because you have like 1,000 listeners. I mean, 1,000 souls are listening and being influenced one way or the other. Fast forward today. After church was over, y'all, at some point when I was relaxing, I looked on that social media, same room that have thousands in their room. And it's not a room. It's not a Christian room. It's a room that they got some ratchetness going on, but it's not. These are millionaires, but they got a lot of money. So you know how the Bible said they might have to back up to get God, because in life they got it so easy. They having church service, Sunday service, and they're talking about Jesus. You hear me? They talking about Jesus. They're praising God. The room don't have 1,000 like they normally. It's a lot smaller because, see, some of the people don't want to hear that. But for them to make a grand stand and for me to see what I've been praying for, I've been praying for this room for so long, and I sit on this stage in this room with these people who are not always talking godly, but God had put them on my heart. And I would even tell my little sister, I said, I can't help myself, because you look at me and you wonder, what's she doing sitting in this room? She could be over there with the church people. But I was praying for them, for that room, and I was praying for the two men that opened that room. Both of them are millionaire, both of them are black. And I kept praying for him, and I kept covering him. And I knew, I kept saying, God, this room is going. And today was the day, y'all, and that's my testimony. Today is the day that, guess what they say, Sunday service, and we will have it every Sunday. And it wasn't just no religious Sunday service. It was an anointed, born-again Christian minister that they was listening to. I looked up and said, I was like, glory to God. So that's my testimony. And the testimony, and that's in connection with what I'm sharing with you. When in this day and time, you may have things that you think, I don't kind of like the debate rooms. I don't like to go on this stage. I don't really like. Please, at this point, I'm begging you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It's not about you. It's not about what you like and what you usually like, what you don't. Man, if there's a soul at stake
And if you could touch, reach one person, no, your living isn't in vain. So that's all I wanted to say about that. Today, what we're going to talk about today, what I felt through the Lord wanted me to share with you today, we're going to talk about kissing Hagar goodbye. We're going to talk about, you guys remember the story of Hagar. Y'all know what happened. Y'all know what happened in that story where God had promised Abraham and Sarah a child, and God didn't move fast enough in their mind, so they decided they were going to help God out. How many times have we been guilty? Guilty of that same thing, wanting to help God out. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about making sure when we're in a place when God has given us a word, God has given us a promise, that we stay steadfast to the promise and that we don't go and try to make it happen. We allow it to happen. So we know that Sarah laughed at the word because she felt like, how could that happen, you know, because they were older. And then at some point, she came up with what she thought was a good idea. She came up with an idea and said, well, you know what, Abraham, what if you just take Hagar and then we'll get our son? Now, y'all could see your brother. Hey, you could see your brother Abraham saying, maybe you sure you think that's a good idea? Now, you know Hagar probably was a fine little thing. And he said, oh, okay, all right, you want me to do that? And then he went with it. And then out of it, bore Ishmael. But that wasn't the promise. Child, right? So I want us to begin. If you have your Bible, or however you get to the scripture, I want you to go to Genesis chapter 21, and that's where we're going to begin today. So we're talking about kissing Hagar goodbye, and although Abraham couldn't see it now, later he would understand the reasons he had to kiss Hagar goodbye. And so while you're turning to Genesis 21, and we're going to go to verse 8. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that God has a plan for your life? Because I do. I believe that God has a plan for each and every one of us. We just got to listen to his voice, and we got to follow his direction. Whether we know it or not, God is always trying to lead us to untold blessings that he's prepared for us. So it's, and those blessings are just for here, not just for here and now, but also throughout eternity. So we got to keep us on track. And let me share this with you. Any deviation from the plan of God can lead to disaster. I'm reminded of one of my brothers who shared a story of a Korean Airlines flight that was on its way, coming from Alaska on its way to Korea. Didn't realize that the pilot didn't realize that the navigational system contained just a 1.5 degree routing error. Just a 1.5 degree routing error. And that error caused that same plane that was supposed to be going to Alaska to end up in the Soviet Union, flying over the Soviet airspace. Well, you already know what happened. The Soviet radar picked up the error. The fighter jet scrambled into the air to intercept, and guess what happened? Over the mainland of Russia, guess what? The jet shot fires, and all aboard lost their lives. That was just a little deviation from the plan. Come on in here. We can't deviate. We can't afford to deviate from the plan. We must choose our direction well. We must choose our direction well. Allow God to lead us in God. He said, they that are led by the Spirit of God are truly the sons of God. We must choose our direction well. And although we make some poor choices, and it may hurt us a little bit in the micro, sometimes we make choices and we just see minor consequences. But everything is accumulative. So if you continue to do it over and over again, a set of pattern, and the longer you do it, the more harm that can be brought. So it's very important that you see that. And what we're going to read when we talk about Abraham's life today, his life was in danger of going completely off course when he came to that crossroad, and he chose not to wait on God, but he listened to his wife. And we're going to see today in our text how it talks about Abraham's decision to ignore God's plan to listen to his wife Sarah's plan to provide him with a child. Sarah might have been wrong for suggesting he go and have a child, go hang out with Hagar and do that. But once she saw the incapability of the son of promise and the son of the bondwoman that they weren't going to get along, she was right when she told him to get away, but it was to send her away, but it wasn't easy for Abraham. He was emotionally attached to Hagar and Ishmael. Because what Sarah did was sin and set her own husband up to have a soul tie with another woman. And it was easier for her to say, let him go, than it would ever have been for him, because now that the blood, his blood is running through the vein of that child. So let's go ahead and read Genesis 21. Let's begin at verse 8. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, an Egyptian, which she was born unto Abraham mocking. 10. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in the sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman, and all that Sarah has said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called, and also the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And God's got a way of, even, you know, he's got a perfect will, but even in a permissive will, he'll make it work. That's what I love about the scripture. Even Romans 8:28 tell us all things to work together for the good. Even though we make choices, we make decisions. Just like when he told Abraham to go to a place out there, he never told Abraham to take Lot, but he still made it work. And when Lot and Abraham couldn't get along, he said, okay, now y'all split up. Time for y'all to split up. And so we just got a loving God. He's so faithful. So what we're going to talk about today is sometimes with Steve, when Sarah said, you know what, you're going to have to send her away. That seems harsh. And what I want to bring to you today is sometimes what seems harsh can sometimes be life-saving. It can come across real harsh, but it can be life-saving. And so God would take care of Hagar and her child, as you'll see as we continue to read. So it's so important that we know. And there's some things I want to point out, a few reasons why we, just as Abraham, we're going to have to kiss Hagar and say goodbye. What does Hagar represent? First thing that he had to do, the reason he had to kiss Hagar goodbye, was because their relationship was a mistake anyway. How many mistakes we made where we tried, we went with our will. We put our will over the will of God, or we didn't wait for God and we tried to help God. Those are mistakes. Those were situations and choices that we made. And so sometimes in life we want that mistake we made. You know, come on, God, just leave it right here. Let us all just get along. Don't you know Abraham would have loved to do that? Just let us all. Well, you know when Sarah said that, Abraham wanted Hagar and Ishmael and Isaac, we could all just stay here. In other words, the mistake that we made, we could all just sit here and be together, be one big happy family. But sometimes you got to kiss it goodbye. And so Hagar may not necessarily represent evil, but she did represent a detour from God's plan. She represented a deviation, just like I was telling you with that plane that could cause calamity, that caused the lives of those people. A little deviation from, and a detour from God's plan can really be fatal. And so look at this situation. So Hagar, I'm not saying she was evil, but look, what she represented was she helped Abraham to feel comfortable in his unbelief. Because when they did that, then the child did come. Okay, all right, it looked like things going on. Oh, yeah, things are moving now. And so sometimes, just as Abraham did, we build relationships with people, and we get attached to things. Though they may not be a source of evil, they're unprofitable just the same. So what is it that you put? It could be a relationship. It could be a person. It could be a vice. It could be something that you use to try to keep you, to make you feel comfortable in whatever it is that didn't come. Or something you did to bring something. I'm going to help God. I'm going to facilitate this. And you see, and then some, whatever that thing is, it helps you to feel better. It could be anxiety medication. It could be marijuana. It could be any vice, anything. It could be an individual or a person. That could be your Hagar that you're going to have to kiss goodbye. It could be a relationship that you established, and it wasn't the will of God. It was your will. And now you're trying to get God to bless it. I'm going to give it this man. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to give it this woman. Okay, now I'm going to go marry her. It's all on a faulty foundation. Now I'm going to go marry her. Now I need God to bless this thing. Okay, come on, God. Bless this thing, you know? And so what is it that Hagar, what is your Hagar in your life right now? And like I said, you know the scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:23, all things are lawful for us, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. So there's some things that people make excuses. They'll say, well, I don't see nothing wrong with casino in the Bible. The Bible don't say, no, don't go to the casino. The Bible don't say, that I can't smoke cigarettes. The Bible don't say, yeah, you're making those excuses. All things are lawful, but they aren't helpful. You got to ask when you're doing it, what is it doing to help you? And know that it takes maturity to know the difference between the things that are helpful and things that are detrimental to our walk with God. Is it going to bring you up or is it going to pull you down? And although there might not be a commandment against something or against associating with a particular person, will this thing, or will this person lead me off track? Amen? Amen. So look, Hagar represents, like I said, she don't represent evil, but she does represent a detour from God's plan because that wasn't God's original plan. And also Hagar represents that which we are trusting in and holding on to instead of God. Hagar represents anything you're holding on to that you may have made an idol, something that's in your life that you just don't want to let go of. I want this right now. God said, I'm warning my people about a mixture. They want this. There's a song that says you could have this or you could have that. You could have this or you could have that. Well, some of us want this and that. And God said, you can't have this and that. There's no time for mixture. There's no time for lukewarmness. He said, you need to be hot or cold. Let go of Hagar. Kiss Hagar and let her go. Kiss her goodbye. Those things that you held on to, anything. Look, things. I remember when I got into things of God, I was like, oh, before I got saved, I remember saying, I'm an independent lady. You know, I'm independent. The car, I'm driving. I bought it. And I you know, there's a song about independent lady. And I used to be singing it because I owned a salon and I made six figures in my 20s. So I was like, ooh, I got it going on. They called me Big Money Grip and all this other stuff. And then when I got saved and gave my life to Christ, I said, no, I'm interdependent. I'm dependent on God. I recognize and I realize. And so it comes to that place where you recognize and you mature, and then you understand. And so as I grew in this thing, I remember as time went on, I'm dependent on God. Even the money I got is not mine. I gave so much. Like they say it in the Word, you sow your seed. So I was sowing, and I didn't even sow just for me. When ministers would come into my hometown was filled with drug addicts and stuff. And when ministers would come into town, we'd load up our cars, and we'd load it up with them, and we'd bring them to the church. And we wanted to see them set free and delivered. And none of them would give, and then they would do all that pulling. The ministers would pull for money. Well, we know they traveled there. They need money. They got a hotel. They need, and I would pay for them. So in my mind, I would give a lot to the minister. I was giving on behalf of the people because I want to see them blessed. You understand what I'm saying? And so I realized that it was no longer mine. But as I continued to live in this thing and walk in this thing and grow in this thing, I didn't even realize that I had other props in my life. God would allow this prop to fall. When that prop fell, I said, oh, Lord, I didn't realize I had a prop there. I didn't know that was a prop. And then I was married, so then I had my husband. And then when that came to me, I said, oh, that was another prop. Oh, I didn't know that was a prop. And then after that, I said, oh, I've been a hard worker all my life. I own that salon. I made a lot of money. So even after the husband was gone, I was like, whoo, I'm just going to make, my sis talked about it before. I'm a hairstylist. I'm like, shoot, I'm just going to go, I'm going to up my business. I'm going to make this money and all that. And then guess what happened? Boom, something happened where it was hard for me to say it. It was like every prop, everything that I stood on that I thought I was going to make it and I'm going to do, God said, no, it was like nothing. I couldn't lean on nothing but truly him. I'm in a place where all I can rely on is him. And guess what? I'm glad about it. You know why? Because everything that has happened in my life has caused me to be who I am, and I give God the glory for the story of my life. And so what I'm saying to you is when we're in that place, all these things, you know, you can say that this ain't that and this ain't that, but if it ain't helping you and it's not building you up and it's not taking you to a place in God where you can truly lay your life on the line for God and you continue to walk and be free to be who God called you to be, the salt and the light, then it ain't right. You get burned. You lay with dogs, you get fleas. And so basically, Hagar represents everything that we've been trusting and holding on to instead of God. So when the plan of God becomes difficult to follow, a lot of times we often insert our own directions and ideas to help God out. Don't do it. Don't do it. When things get hard, you're backed against the wall, God don't seem to be moving as fast, don't go and put the cart before the horse. Wait on God. Wait for instructions. And if you make a move and you start moving, God's faithful. He'll put up the red light if you're going in the wrong direction. If he don't put up a warning sign, keep going. But don't go and make things happen on your own without God. Don't put the cart before the horse. So a lot of times we feel that we must understand before we can obey. That's another big mess up. We gotta understand. I gotta understand this, okay? You remember Mary did it? He said, "For God's own family, you're gonna bond." How could that be? Joseph and I hadn't done the wild thing. She wanted to understand. And our brother who wanted to know, Jesus, how you preach this way, he said, except the man be born again. He said, what do I go back and into? He wanted to understand. Now, God said, and all I get it, we're to get an understanding, but a lot of times the spiritual things that's being talked about, you can't mentally assist this thing. And so a lot of times we feel like we must understand before we can obey, yet our minds are only on the natural. So therefore, we look for tangible in the intangible. We look for the visible in the invisible. We look for temporal in the eternal. And we'll do anything to understand except wait and obey. But God is saying, wait and obey. Oh, God's revelation. I want you to hold on to this and you don't get anything else that I said today. All God's revelations are sealed until they are opened by us by obedience. Obedience is what opens the revelations of God. The tiniest fragment of obedience, heaven opens the profoundest truths of God, and they're yours right away through obedience. That's why you say obedience is better than sacrifice. Sacrifice meaning you make a choice. I'm going to give this up. I'm going to give. That's all beautiful. God sees it, and he honors it. But you're in it. You still too much of you in it because you sacrificed that. Obedience, you didn't have a choice about it. You don't have a choice. You didn't come up with this idea. Well, I went to the doctor, and the doctor said that I got that. Well, he said that. Well, guess what? I'm going to go, and I'm going to fast for 4 or 5 days. That's beautiful you want to do that. But you better go to God and say, God, hey, this is what the doctor said. Let God minister to you. Let him lead you to fast for 4 or 5 days. See, it's after him. It's not you going to think you got a formula of God, and you just going to go and do it. That's sacrifice. Obedience is going to God and telling him, this is what the doctor said. I trust you. I'm a little nervous. I got to be honest with you. But I'm seeing you, and I'm ministering to you, and I'm being honest with you. And then God will minister truth to you through a song, through a word, through a scripture. And then he'll tell you what to do. And then that's when obedience is better than sacrifice. And that's why obedience is better than sacrifice, because it takes you clean out of the way. And we need that, because I'm telling you, the flesh is a mess. It's important that we know that. I want to say this to you also. God will never reveal more about himself until you obeyed what he's already told you. Some of us always looking for God to give us a word. You didn't do the last word. I had an armor bearer, and she would say, I'm just trying to find out what God said. I said, you remember that book I gave you about 2 months ago? Yeah. She's looking at me like she don't know what book. I said, you remember that book I handed you? Oh, yeah. I said, have you read that book? No. Okay, well, why are you looking for more instruction? You haven't completed. You haven't done what God has shared with you initially. So stop looking for more from God, more directions if you hadn't even obeyed the first thing. Whew, I pray this is helping you. I pray this is helping you. So I want you to know that the reason he had to kiss Hagar goodbye is because their relationship was a mistake, which is the same thing. And I want you to allow what I'm talking about in his story to run parallel with your life, anything in your life. Another reason he had to kiss goodbye, Hagar goodbye, was because of the relationship and what it had produced. Look at what the relationship had produced. You guys can see, we see it right now with Ishmael. They're still fighting. Look at what the relationship produced. When Sarah saw that child was mocking, she said, okay, this isn't going to be good. It's not going to be good. So sometimes the things we do, the choices we made, what has it really produced in our lives? And sometimes that's the reason we got to kiss it goodbye, because of what it produced. Ishmael was a product of unbelief. Sarah may have initiated the relationship between the two, but it was Abraham who cultivated the relationship, and this was not the way God had planned to fulfill his promise. Yet the decision was made to go ahead with the plan before it was too late. So you got to see, a lot of times what happened is these kinds of decisions we make when we think God's not going to bless us. That's what if we want to be honest, it's disbelief, it's unbelief, because we're not thinking God's going to do it, and we're not thinking God's going to bless us, so we're going to help God out. So we start making arrangements for God because he didn't do what you thought he was going to do when you thought he was going to do it. And this is how we get in error. And this is how we bring forth our Ishmael. Ishmael represents the work of man to fulfill the promise of God. I want you to think about that. The work of man, when we do things, the work of our hand trying to fulfill the plan of God. How you going to fulfill the promise of God, the work of your hand? You're going to make this work. Oh, God, I'm going to make this for you. That's what Ishmael represents, the work of man to fulfill the promise of God. Why couldn't God have fulfilled his promise to Abraham through Ishmael? Because Ishmael was not the son of promise. He was not the son of faith. He was the son of works. Ishmael was Abraham's attempt to do what only God could do. Even Romans 14, chapter 23, y'all, tells us whatever is not from faith is sin. And we cannot alter the plan of God for our lives and still end up at the same destination. Ishmael represents what Abraham loved as well as a reflection of himself. See, it was easy for Sarah to tell Abraham to cast out of Hagar. There was no emotional conflict. There was no attachment. There was no longing in her heart with which to struggle. Ishmael was Abraham's son, but he was not Sarah's son. And even though she had made the arrangement by which he was born, there would never be in Sarah's heart the same love that throbbed in Abraham's veins. Ooh, ooh, I pray you guys are getting this. The third reason he had to kiss Hagar goodbye, because God was calling him onward. Some of the things you got to drop off and say goodbye to, carrying a load for your children, carrying a burden, you're going to have to kiss it goodbye. Now, I'm not saying you got to kiss your children goodbye. You love them. But you got to kiss carrying a load for your children. You got to kiss it goodbye, some of the things that you've taken on that's not yours. Some of the false responsibility, God said, kiss it goodbye. Abraham could not find the blessings of God in the failures of yesterday. We will not be able to find the blessings of God hanging on to the failures. All that regret, guilt, shame, woulda, coulda, oughta, shoulda, you can't do anything with it. Take it for what it is now. Absorb the moment. Every moment you have with him is precious. You can't do anything about what's behind you. He said, forget those things that are behind you. Press forward toward the mark of the high call. All the mistakes and all the things where the enemy come to rob you and lie to you and tell you, make you think this, I did this and I did that. No, you can't do anything about it. Repent and move on. Even when it comes to your children, repent and move on. And it's given to everyone an opportunity that they're going to have to take account of it. We had to do it. I had hurt. I had mama issues. I had daddy issues. I could live my life even right now and say, I'm like this because my mama didn't know and my daddy wasn't there. But at some point, I had to take responsibility. Yes, it was what it was. They did the best they could with what they knew, but this is what it is now. And I had to embrace and confront and deal with me, choices that I made in life. Whether they were choices I made out of pain, anguish, neglect, whatever it is. So you got to kiss Hagar goodbye. So because God is calling you onward. He's calling you onward. Abraham could not find the blessings of God in the failure of yesterday. Abraham would have liked for God to have blessed him what he had done. Like, in other words, I made that mistake. God, just bless it. Come on. The whole world don't need to know. The whole world don't need to know about that. Let's just bless it. Let's keep. Oh, no, God said, bring it out. Bring it out. Everything you got covered. What I found out is a lot of stuff that covers. All it does is bring bacteria, bring disease, bring, let it out. May as well let, don't try to cover that mistake. You've been trying to cover that mistake for all these years. Let it out. And I noticed something about people who are smart. And when you're really free from, when you're free from yourself, you've been delivered and you're free from what people think about you, they come on out with it first. They come on out. In other words, now it lost the sting, because I'm going to come out and tell you this. Yeah, I'm the daughter of the man that did such and such. So, no, you're not going to walk around and hide it, and then somebody else will say, aren't you such and such daughter? Now you're shame. No, you go, yeah, I'm such and such daughter. My daddy was the one that did whatever. Some people just come out. You need to come out. Anything you got hidden, come out with it. Come out with it so God can bless you. He said, confess your faults one to the other. Don't be hiding that thing, because it's the things that we hide about ourselves is the thing that God want to use us to propel us in life. That's a part of our testimony. That's a part of our journey. That's a part of the purpose of our pain and some of the things we've gone through. So he wanted things to stay the way they were. After all, he figured, what harm to be there in the son of promise and the son of the bondwoman all growing up together? Abraham could have kept things the way they were, But there comes a point in our lives when we must deal with the failures of yesterday. We cannot continue as if nothing has happened, as if no wrong has been done, and as if we've not erred the plan of God. We got to admit, acknowledge. I remember God gave me that revelation. He said, you got to ask and acknowledge. It activates my action. I said, oh, God, that was good. Ask and acknowledge activates my actions. I said, okay, I got it. And it brought it back to that scripture that said we have not because we ask not. And that it brought me back to that scripture that we have to acknowledge, accept responsibility, embrace whatever that's wrong. Embrace us, whatever that agony or that pain or whatever's going on in your life, know that God's going to use that purpose for it. If it wasn't self-afflicted, then you know it's God-appointed. I've been talking about Hannah. And the pain that she went through. Embrace that thing. Embrace it. Stop trying to hide from it. Stop trying to duck. Stop trying to run. And I'm going to say this. We got to do whatever it takes to be free. And it may feel that others are being blessed without having to do what God has asked them to do. It don't matter. Don't concern yourself with what appears to be the case with others. God has a plan for you, and he needs you to kiss Hagar goodbye. Because God is calling you onward. Now I'm going to ask you again. Do you believe God has a plan for your life? I don't care what your age is. You see, time isn't the same to us as it is with God. Come on in here. He does. He's got a plan for your life. And it's time for you to leave behind the mistakes of yesterday, the unfruitful relationships with this world, and decide that you're going to follow God. You're going to cry out. You're going to cry loud and spare not. And you know the reasons why you got to kiss goodbye. I may have not hit it tonight. Maybe I did. But you know the reasons you got to kiss Hagar goodbye. You've gone as far as you can go with the barn woman. You've gone as far as you can go with it. You've gone as far as you can go with the mistakes of yesterday hanging over your head. You've gone as far as you can go with those sins that are dragging you down and wearing you out. You've gone as far as you can go trying to pretend that everything is all right. You've gone as far as you can go holding on of your own way of doing things. Kiss it all goodbye and let God do something wonderful in your life. And the words as far as go, that's all I got to say. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, that the hearts of your people were willing, open, and ready to receive. I thank you, Lord God, that we be ye not just hearers, but doers of your word. I thank you, Lord God, that even as they sleep in the night or when they're driving in the daytime, whenever it is, God, that you would give them more revelation, that you would allow, Lord God, what was said tonight to register and resonate with their spirits. I thank you, Lord God, for the development of your saints, Lord God. I thank you that we are the salt and the light that you called us to be and that we recognize it's all about you and not about us. I thank you, Lord God, that we are yielded vessels, yielded beings, not just in conversation, but in demonstration, that we put down and lay down our lives for our friends and for our brothers and sisters. And I thank you, Lord God, for your agape love that causes us to move in compassion, move according to your will and your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus and your servant. If that was not for all of us in the body somewhere or another. Jesus, I bless the Lord. Send your virtue back into this vessel. As we open these lines, God, we are thanking you, glory to God, for a mighty move of God and for the power of your word that it penetrates our spirit, glory to God, to accomplish that you say. For it won't be, glory to God, any error in whatever we did, because we have clarity of what your spirit is saying. Bless her, strengthen her, encourage her, and continue to bless us, that we'll continue to seek out your face in submission and obedience. In Jesus' name, my God, praise God. Mm. I know there are some responses after this, but right now, if you see anything from what the woman of God has said tonight that pop your spirit, some kind of noise is in the background. I've opened the line, but if you are busy, please mute your phone. There's a lot of scraping. This is a very special time, please. In the meantime, is there any prayer request that's, or anything you want the woman of God to pray, and we'll be in agreement with you? Praise the Lord. This is the time now the lines are open for your prayer request. Then we will take those remarks. Anyone have a prayer request? Praise your name, Jesus. Now, that's word right there, due praise. To washing and cleansing and an understanding. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Prophet Mitchell. This is Sister McCormick. Could you pray for my daughter? Her name is Catherine. She's supposed to go for a CT. I think it's a CT scan. I think that's what it is. I don't know. I know she's supposed to go for a CT scan. I think it is. I know they're going to put the dye in her arm and stuff. But she's going so they can look at her inside her body because she had been having problem with her bowel and stuff. And then one time she had got sick the other week, and they said it was kidney stone, but now they're trying to say it's not kidney stone. So they want to look in the inside of her body and her intestines, everything, and see what's going on in there because she's still having, like, constipation and stuff where she can't go to the bathroom still once in a while. She had to keep having those, taking those things, what you call it, things that she had to go to the, when you put them in a depository things, put them to go to the bathroom. Maybe I'm not blaming it, but I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I understand you saying suppository. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what she had to have, keep having, have that done. She went up for prayer the other week, and a while back, a month ago, I think almost a month ago, she went up, and she got prayed for, and she, her bowel just started working. And I know God had already healed her because she said she felt the anointing from her head to her toes, and she started going to the bathroom regularly every day. I mean, almost for about 2 or 3 weeks she was doing that until she was having those things in her neck. She had to have some thyroid. She had to have that operation for that. So then that kind of bite her back a little bit that she got so she could eat. And so then it started up again. So now she got so she can't.
You made her tonsils?
Go to
I thought you said it was her tonsils,
hello?
Not a thyroid.
I meant to say her tonsils. Yeah, that's what it was, her tonsils. She had to have those tonsils, those things taken out.
All right. What's this? Let's pray. Oh, Father, we just lift up Catherine to you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the healer. You are the healer. Jesus bore stripes on his back for her healing. And we speak to her body and we command it line up with God's perfect will. And we thank you, Lord God, that she is the healed and that she know her position. She's not fighting for our healing. She is the healed, fighting all lingering lying symptoms. And we curse the lingering lying symptoms right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I see to her bowels, they will line up and do what they're supposed to do. I thank you, Lord God, that you've already gone before, making crooked places straight, and that you would give wisdom to the doctors so they'll find out what's going on in her body. I thank you, Lord God, that she would give you praise and that she would allow the joy of the Lord to be her strength. I thank you just that she felt the anointing from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God, that your anointing and your presence is always there with her. And regardless of what's coming against her body, she know that it's a lie. She know that she's healed and that she always know that you're present and that she's aware of your presence that's with her forever. I thank you, Lord God. We celebrate with our sister for a total healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Pastor, also, I don't know if Pastor already told you about the one. I know you prayed for her too. My other daughter, Teresa, about the kidney. She got she was on the back. Can you tell us what's up?
I told her. Yeah, I told her a while back. I don't know if she remembered though. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she got her kitten. My other daughter.
Amen.
Only daughter got
yes,
her
yes. We yeah. did celebrate. We did, Apostle. We did. Yeah. Glory to God.
All right. I just want to say that. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's
God
more.
Bless you, sweet sister.
Anyone else?
I'm asking prayer for. Against the spirit of fornication, God put in my spirit to pray if we can touch and agree on that spirit, because enough is enough. It's been running rampant in the land, especially among our young people. So can we pray
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You got the right one now, baby. Uh-huh. Yes, I'll pray about that. You talking to a woman who got divorced in 2010 and now it's 2023, okay? And I've been celibate. So, yes, I'll pray about that. I'm anointed to pray about that.
Father, I just thank you.
We just come together, Lord God. We come together in agreement. We bind the spirit of fornication. We bind the lust demon. We bind adultery and every perverted thing that is going out there. I thank you, Lord God, that more people, young people, are walking in holiness and are walking in purity, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for that young lady, that she would know who she is. I thank you for the older ladies that are setting examples, that are modeling godliness before the young ladies. I thank you, Lord God, for the mothers that are mothering, and not just their children, but other children, other daughters, Lord God, other women that need it. I thank you, Lord God, that we teach our young ladies virtue and that they know who they are. And if they're not selling it, they need to put some clothes on, bring some slime down. I thank you, Father, for your virtue. I thank you for holiness and purity. I thank you, Lord God, for the brothers that are standing, Lord God, and the men that are teaching the young men how to keep themselves. I thank you, Lord God, that we're not going with the world with compromise. The world might compromise, and I don't care how popular sin becomes, Lord God. We standing in truth, Lord God. I thank you for young people that are radical for Christ, radical for you, and we come against that spirit of fornication. We come against this try to chew on before we buy it, all this shacking and everything else. We bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your virtue going forward. We thank you, Lord God, that more people will experience your agape love, that is you, Lord God, that can feel us, heal us, and thrill us. And nothing outside of you, Lord God, that can complete us. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank
glory
you.
Glory to God. Praise God. All right, then. If no one else, praise the Lord. Amen. We're getting ready to go ahead and take the
Pray for my son. Whoever, Pastor, you know the situation. He got out of prison, out of jail. But we praying that God will do the right thing and continue to walk the path that God want him to walk.
What's his name, Mom?
Prophet Mitchell, that's Neil, the one we were telling about, Pastor Burton's, Pastor Burton's
we
son.
Oh, we cover him, yes.
The Lord. And then our daughter in law too.
Yes. Let's just do this. We celebrate with you, Mama. We praise God because we don't want to continue to pray the same thing like we don't have faith because we already celebrated that he is what God called him to be. And I thank you, Lord God, for those that are on assignment in his life, that they will show up and they will speak to him and those words will pierce his heart and his spirit.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God, that he will choose to follow you. We give you praise, honor, and glory for his life. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to use the mess in his life to become his message and the misery to become his minister and the test to be his testimony. In Jesus' name we
Jesus.
Pray. Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Standing on his word. Amen. Bless God. Well, why are you on
Rachel,
the phone, Pastor?
Everybody.
Okay, who is it?
Rachel. It's my right leg. They say it's coming from my back. Numbness goes into my foot. But I'm believing God for my healing. And I got a praise report. All my blood work came out good.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Sound like a sciatica, but we know God's going to do it for you. But go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, amen, my sister. Rachel, we thank you, Lord God, that you know who you are. You know whose you are. You know the word of God. You're standing on the word of God. I thank God that you are complete in him, that he's complete in the work, your work in progress, and that you continue to submit and surrender your life to him. I thank you, Lord God, that you heal her body. I speak to her body, and I command it to line up with God's perfect will. We not accepting anything less. We know you desire her to be whole, because in 2 Thessalonians 5:23, you say, I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. And we thank you, Lord God, for my sister's life. We thank you, Lord God, that she will not live a life of pain. I thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord will be her strength, and she will continue to go on and do all that you called her to do and be all that you called her to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Okay, now we if you got any reproach, I mean, any we don't want to keep dragging space in between now. You got a prayer request? If not, then we're moving on. All right, praise the Lord. I know the apostle probably have to go already, but in the meantime, if she have any remarks, then we're going to go ahead and take the rest of our remarks from anyone that was blessed by what God has moved and miraculous tonight in that word. I'll tell you, I'm just blessed. But in the
Amen.
Meantime, go ahead, Pastor.
I was laying here on the bed. We had service all day long. But I tell you, I told Pastor I wanted to hear. And I give God the glory that I heard what the Spirit was saying. I thank God for you, woman of God. That was a word straight from the Lord. I enjoyed it. I was laying here I wasn't trying to go to sleep. The word kept me awake because I wanted to hear more and more of it. So I thank God that I got to kiss Hagar bye in the memories of my own life. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to tell everybody else about kissing Hagar goodbye. I bless the Lord for you. You heard from the Lord today. You hear me? I know you know that, but I want to say, I know you heard from the Lord because it's in my spirit. I thank the Lord. And some of it, I was preaching today about following the instructions. People don't want to do what God wants them to do. They want to do part of it. But I bless the Lord. I ain't going to hold nothing up too long. I was blessed from the word.
I love and honor you.
Praise him. Enjoy every minute of it.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Now let's follow and praise the Lord. If not, you know what's going to happen. You don't get an opportunity to say anything now because we want to keep it flowing. If anybody have any remarks, the floor is open and we're going to keep it rolling. If not, then we're going to let the woman of God have her remarks and we're going to say good night. So if you have something to say, say it now.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I have to tell you, just Pastor Mitchell, that you tap dance all over me tonight. I'd like to say this was a mighty word, and we thank you so much for sharing this word with us tonight. I was reminded as you were talking, I lost my sister in July 11th. Of 21, and she nursed me back to health after I was in bed with surgery and COVID and all that. She nursed me back to health so that I would have the strength to bury her. And while I was trying to see about her and waiting on her, she taught me some lessons in unconditional love that I didn't know she had in her. I was the preacher and the mighty woman of God, and I would try to get her straight and tell her this and tell her that, and all the time I'm trying to tell her, she was showing me. I just praise his name because she really showed me how this thing works, that you can't judge people and then love them and wait on them at the same time. You got to let God work the work in you so that you can work the work to help them to get to another place. And I heard you say that. That's what the man used, foul language. You didn't like that. But the Lord said, be quiet. And I'm telling you, my sister would feed the drug addicts and the drug dealers on her street and whatever. She would get up and down and take them. And I said, now, I wouldn't be doing that. I ain't going down in that place. I'm not doing that. They need to do better. They need to come on and do the right thing, and I'm not going to be a witness to it, but I'm telling you, when the love of God, which he says unconditional, it's nothing we can do to make him love us less. It's nothing we can do to make him love us more, and we're supposed to imitate him.
and that's the way he does. And she showed me in action how that thing works. And I give God the honor for her right now for her life and how she helped me before she left here. And then you came on down and you were talking about the message which you, well, but you have to kiss Hagar goodbye. And, oh, my Lord, I'm telling you, and sometimes it's hard to do. You get comfortable in a certain place and in a certain space, and you just want to stay there. But you need to listen to the voice of God. And you made that very clear to us, that no matter how it looks or how it is, you need to follow the instructions that God has given you. He'll still work things out for you and be with you if that's what he wants to do. But you need to press into him and follow the instructions that he gave you. Before he can move you to another level, you need to do what he told you to do the first time. And I just thank you so much. That's just been a blessing to my soul tonight. And I
Amen.
Just ask the Lord to continue to work
Amen.
With you and live long and prosper.
Yes, ma'am. Amen, sis. I just felt Lisa. You talking about your sister. You said you were preaching. I love how you said you were preaching the what to do, and she was showing you.
That was powerful.
I love that. That was beautiful. And this is one other little thing I want to say about what you said. I love when you said, when it was talking about, you know, sometimes you get comfortable and you don't want to get rid of Hagar, you know. And I was telling y'all, I call all those little props, things I had in my life that were props. And that's true. And you know what God always told me about comfort and comfortable? He said, I never called you to be. Sometimes when I get uncomfortable and I go whining to him, he said, I never called you to be comfortable. He said, I called you to be conformable, but I gave you a comforter.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Mitchell. I thank God for using you so mighty tonight. That was well done. And I enjoy every word of it, although I come on a little late. I enjoy every word. I pray that God continue to use you more and more, letting you be bolder and bolder in the name of Jesus. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
I thank God for the word that was preached tonight, because I'm going through some things and I'm having to let go of Hagar. God told me to let go, and I got to go to court. But it's time to let go. And I cried before the Lord, and he said, let it go. Let it go. There's some of it I can't tell, you know, over the phone, but y'all read between the lines. I'm fixing to go through court to get rid of Hagar in my life that has been hindering me from doing all that God would have me to do. I got to obey God. I'm going to obey God. Being obedient is better than a sacrifice. And I'm going to obey him.
Hallelujah.
So I thank
Father, comfort and encourage and direct her in Jesus' name. Give her the comfort, bind up any tormenting spirit that will come against her mind tonight as she get ready for the court or whatever day or time it is. That God, thy will, your will. So we bind Satan up with any voices in her ear, any tugging on the heart, anything to turn back around to compromise in any way, that she'll totally release and let God be God in Jesus' name. So we take authority over you, Satan, and all your little cohorts and every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme be eradicated now in Jesus' name. Peace of God with you.
Ma'am.
I say that the peace of God, I'm just saying a prayer for you, and I say just that the peace of God be with you as you obey God. Just binding up any voices or any spirit trying to come up against what God told you to do.
Yes, ma'am. I'm believing God for courage, for the strength. For the Lord is my strength.
That's right. He said in Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive.
And sound mind. I'm believing
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you. Keep me in your prayers this week as I go through whatever it is that it's going to take to do whatever it is that God's going to do in my life this week.
Praise God. Amen. Anyone else? Oh, I heard Mother McCormick.
Praise the Lord. My phone cutting up against us.
Okay.
Yeah. But Prophet Mitchell, I just thank God for you. I really do. I enjoy the word. I was listening at that point where you were talking about kiss. Hey, God, goodbye. I tell you, I know I have to kiss it goodbye. I tell you, and I thought about this other part where you were saying you can't do anything behind you. You know, sometimes, like, the thing behind, you can't do anything behind if I'm saying the right thing. Forget those things behind you and then come out behind those things, a lot of things that we have. Sometimes we just have to come out and just talk about it, you know, and get free from a lot of things in our life. And so I thank God for that, what you were saying. And then it was, like they say, it's a season for us to put ourselves aside and be patient with him, with people. And that's one of the things I have to work on, too, a season is, like, put myself aside and then to be able to help other people, because that's what I want to do. I want to help other people as walking this life of journey in these days of time, because there's a lot of people out there, and they need help. They're going, you know, some of them going the wrong way. Some of them don't want to listen. I don't want to listen to some of the things that you want to say to them. I'm going through some stuff like that right now. I'm home. But anyway, I praise God, and I want to learn how to just wait on the Lord and just let God do it, because I can't do it. I can't do it. I see right now I have to wait on God and let him do it and just trust him, and I know he's doing it as I speak right now in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for the word that you brought forth on tonight, because we know if we try to do it, because, you know, like I say sometime, I'm being honest right now, what I'm going to say right now. So, like, sometimes, you know, you want to lay hands, you know, you want to lay hands on a person, and, you know, flesh is a mess. You want to lay hands on a person, but you got to lay it the right way, you know, because I really want to be laying hands sometime in this house sometimes. I really want to lay hands, but I have to put it back. I have to lay it back. So I'm going honest. I'm coming honest with this situation, because it's time to be honest about things. A lot of times we walk around, we hold things in our heart and don't get free from it. And like I said, I'm getting free from some stuff. I'm tired of being tired of being tired. Let me just hush.
Oh, no, sis, I love that. You know what I love about it? I love the realness about it, because I'm going to tell you, you're not by yourself.
Honest.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because you're not by yourself. You don't think I done had times where I got a daughter. I can see myself. I just want to tickle sometimes. And so, yes, as long as we hear this earth truth, we're going to have them feelings to come across. You know, even the Bible, what I love about Jesus, he was touching our infirmities. And that's why he said anger but sin not. So we got things we can do about that. Look, I had a friend when he first got saved. He used to say, I'm going to give you the fivefold ministry gift. That means five-fold somebody took. I'm going to give you the fivefold. I said, come on. And then whenever he would get this, frustrated, he'd say, now, you know God ain't through with me yet. I said, you got to stop using that as an excuse. You know, it's okay to laugh in God. It's okay. And it's okay to have that feeling. Now, what to do with it, sis? That feeling don't come. You just can't obey it. Yes, I love the genuineness and I love the openness. And I just want to say this. That's another thing, God, is we gotta be able to be free enough to be vulnerable and be honest and be transparent. Mm-hmm. Stop all that putting on airs. I'm blessed and highly favored. Stop lying. Tell the truth.
Amen.
And be that for each other.
Amen.
So, to God be the glory, my sister.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen to the truth.
Amen. I thank and praise God for that word, because, yes, I do believe, I know God has a plan for my life, and I thank him for the plan, though, you know, we don't always know the plan he has for our lives, but he know, and because I know he have a plan for my life, I'm learning to be more and more obedient to his instruction, not mine. Hallelujah. All day I've been hearing, we can't do things our way. We can't do it the way we want to do it. We got to follow his instructions to the T. So I'm learning, because I know when I follow his instructions, that's better than any sacrifice I could ever give the Lord. So I thank and praise God for that word, because I know he has a plan for my life. And I'm learning to just be obedient and walk in it, do what he say do, say it the way he say it, because I've been through before how God has told me to do something, and I did it my way, and every time he would tell me, this is not how I said do it, I said, and I had no relief until I did it the way he said it, and I thank and praise God for his grace and continually lead me in the way he wanted me to go. So I thank and praise God for that word. That's a good one. That's one to grow on.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I thank and praise God for you allowing the Lord to use you the way he wanted to use you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, yes. Cindy.
Thank God for the word. He is awesome. Ooh, God, he had it on hold for us. Amen. To release it at this time. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, sis, I wanted to say the next time, I'm going to say it right now, and the next time I want to share with y'all about Hannah, here? Hold me to it.
All right, then we'll put it down right here, right now.
Praise the Lord.
Hannah.
Word on Hannah. Okay, anyone else? If not, we're going to go ahead and allow the pastor to have her remarks. I'm telling you all, I've covered so much already on the word and some things that, my ears have heard some more in-depth besides, the little nuggets he gave me the other a while back, and I am truly blessed by the anointing and the effect that it has on all of our lives. So I just thank God for you, my dear. I had put some stars about a couple of things, but nevertheless, we bless the Lord. Most of it's already been covered. But I do thank the Lord for your obedience, and this was the appointed time for the release this word. And I thank God, glory to God, that the Lord dealt with you to bring this, bring it and in-depthness of the revelations of more. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it over into your hands for remarks and thanking God for you.
Yeah, and I thank God for each and every one of you all. And I want to just say, every time I get on the line, I get so overwhelmed in love. Like, I feel the love from you all. I feel the love. I feel the genuineness. I love it. I love you all. It's like I almost want to do a virtual hug. When each person that come off the mic and start talking, it's like I just have so much. It's like an overwhelming love, and I sense it on this line, and I just give God praise. I'm going to say, like my sister, she say I have a way with words, but she have a way with words the way she say, not glorifying the vessel, but just the vessel that yield to God. I want to do that and say that to you all. I can feel the love, and I mean, and I, you know, and I don't know how many years and how long you guys been, I talk a little slang talk. I don't know how long y'all been rolling together, but I can sense the love and the unity, and you guys continue in that. I love it. I don't know how long y'all been rolling, but I'm telling you, I can feel the love and the genuineness, and it's like, I want to come back. I say, no, put me down for Hannah. I'm coming back. I love it. I love being on with you all. And since I don't know when we could ever do it or when if we're going to do it, can we ever do something where we could all meet? I would love to hug your necks. I don't know how.
Well,
when,
we are doing something. And I'll let you know that date's coming up, but it's probably too close for the time that you probably want to. I'll have to do it again, but I'll give you that date this on the calendar.
Okay, sounds good. And so I just want to say, God, I just thank the Lord for each and every one of you. I just thank God for your lives and for your dedication. And I just thank God that God is that you continue to be that kingdom person and that you continue to seek God more and more about kingdom, knowing that that's what it's all about. This life is all about the king and his people, you know, and a king, his kingdom, and his people, his royal people. And we are that royal people. So I just pray that you continue to enforce and bring heaven to earth. That's what he desires to do, that we occupy, but we don't just occupy and sit and wait by and by to fly away, but that we sit and we do the work that God has called us to do, being the light, being the salt, saving those things that the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. We come to preserve with the enemy. We come to block the enemy. Every touchdown he think he's going to score, we come to tackle him. Every touchdown, we come to score touchdowns for God. And so I just pray that you guys continue to go forth in the strength of God, in the clarity of God, in the discerning of this time and season, recognizing the time and being aware that he's always present. Sometimes the things of life and the storms of life cloud our view and cloud our vision. But all we got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and it brings it back to our awareness that he's right there. He's right there. And he said, if the fight is too hard for you, it's his fight. So we got to let him. God bless you. God love you. God keep you. And I love you, too. You guys have a wonderful and blessed evening.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We glorify the Lord for you, my dear. We pray God's continued blessings upon you, strength and encouragement and virtue. Glory at being put back in your body, as well as God open doors, make ways for you, and continue to give you that desire with that fire in you to continue to deliver God's messages to his people inside of the local assembly and outside the doors and no walls. Glory to God, where God can bless for you to be able to carry out his and pray God's blessing for your body, healings, and also financially, and bless that ministry as well as it grows. Father, we do bless you tonight and give you glory and praise for all that you've already done and doing. We thank you for each one of these vessels that's on the line. Thank you so much for the Divine Connection prayer warriors that are so faithful all the time. Thank you, Lord God, you continue to bless and strengthen and encourage them, as well as all the things that they're in need of that your word promises. But we also pray God's abundant blessings upon them in every form and every way. God, we love you. We appreciate you. Keep us covered under the blood. Dispatch your angels in the name of Jesus. We take authority over Satan and all his little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, and disease, everything that he's called himself to come up against. We bind it up right now in Jesus' name and loose him from his assignment. And thank God for the peace, the joy, the strength, the courage, and obedience. Hear his word and obey it. Submission to that he's called us to do, with no deviations from the plan that you have for us. In Jesus' name, we need your strength. In Jesus' name. Pastor, I forgot to just accommodate. Monty is still in the hospital, and the Lord bless. Would you just continue to pray? It's 35 weeks, but, you know, we have already mentioned that, too. But right now they're still at 2.5 centimeters, and praying that the medication that's being given, that she will slow things down so they continue to, you know, have the maturity if needed for the next couple of weeks. So in the meantime, if everything goes well continuously, speaking as on the doctor's side, we already standing in faith. On the doctor's side, it was saying that, you know, then that's good, and for her not to, you know, go back to work for the next week. But we know after that, there's probably going to be no need to go back at all. But if it does change, then they will have to transport her from this hospital to the hospital, main hospital downtown, Charlotte, and for preemies and whatever, they have to go that way. But we believe in God that body continue to hold the baby. And as Apostle Burton has said, even if we say, glory to God, things are early for us, it's still on time for God, and we know that he's going to take care of her and take care of the little one too as well. But we're just praying that the Lord bless that she will be able to hold her for the Miss Zaire for the next couple of weeks. But nevertheless, whatever God's will is, after all the prayers go forth. So cover that for us before we hang up. Did you leave the line?
Father, oh, no, I'm here. I know I will not leave. We will leave together.
And continue
Father,
to pray for Kamalee's eyes, too, for that vision after that thing going
yes.
on. She's going to see the doctor tomorrow about that, too.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We're going to deal with Kamalee's eyes first. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Kamalita's eyes. We come against the enemy that would want to attack her sight, her insight, the eyes, her seeing ability. We come against anything that's coming against her, everything that's coming against her sight and her vision. I thank you, Lord God, that her sight is restored. Her eyes are healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that even as this thing trying to attack her natural sight, Lord God, I think that you give up even deeper revelation and sight in the spirit, supernatural insight. We thank you, Lord God. We oops aside the enemy head who will come to attack her body. I thank you, Lord God, that her sight will be restored. And I thank you, Lord God, that she will see better afterwards than she did before, in Jesus' name. And we lift up the situations with the baby, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We know you know all things, Lord God. And we pray for your perfect will in this situation, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to go before making crooked places straight. We thank you, Lord God, for healing that precious baby. We thank you for your perfect will. I thank you, Lord God, that you're in the midst and that your comforter, the paracletus, the Holy Spirit is there that's alongside, guiding, abiding, residing on the inside of everyone involved, Lord God, and that you would bring comfort, Lord God, and that you would keep them, Lord God, and that you will show yourself strong in this situation and circumstance, Lord God, and we give you the glory in advance. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. We'll have call for prayer tomorrow night at 7. And we thank God for all of you and all that God has already done. Pray you continue to be blessed. Shalom, shalom, and angels of the Lord be in camp. Covers all under the blood. We bless the Lord.
Shalom.
Shalom. Be blessed of the Lord.
Y'all be
amen,
blessed.
Amen. Thank you. He is worthy of the praise. We didn't know that you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. We know who he is now, and he abides within, looking for greater things yet to come. Be blessed of the Lord, and have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Shalom.